Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 46 of the Friendly Geordies podcast. Your boy Robbie here in the studio. We've got Tom here as well.
Hello.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of friends. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
It's Karen.
And Karen.
Pleasure to meet you both.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yep. Well, you okay, well.
And anyway, I don't know why. You guys, we've got to figure this out.
What?
Who is going to start this podcast from now on? Because just then, you both just went...
I just did it to kind of mess with him. I didn't do it to like actually do it.
It was a game of chicken, and you pretty much stopped before you started in the car.
Yeah,
you know, like you.
Well, you can do it.
The nerd, not the jock.
You do it, Robbie.
Robbie's the jock of this pod.
Robbie does it on the radio show, so he can do it on the podcast as well.
Okay, I like Tom better, but okay, that's fine. As long as we...
You know what? I'll do it.
Great.
All right, I'm doing it.
We've got a lot to go with in this show. We're already 3 minutes in, and that's all we've discussed so far.
Okay, so we're doing Dare We Smile, which is a segment, which is the longest-lasting segment on the pod probably now, where we play a game where, surely you know it now, but you...
What a low energy start. I mean, come on. I know we've run out of ideas and we're hacks, but like, let's just, you know, let's pick it up with something.
All right.
That's a great... We didn't have an edition name. The Hacky Sack Edition. Episode 46.
All right. So the way it works is you think of a song and you think of a thing that kind of fits. It's not funny because it's new, and it's not funny because it's too old, like Pokemon Squirtle, for instance, which was Robbie's ages ago. It's not funny. Or if it is funny, it's too old to be funny. Something that's newer than Pokemon, but older than Psy Gangnam Style.
You get the idea. And if you don't, oh well. Let's start with you guys, shall we? Our two guests. Okay. Zozo, what do you know?
Mine was really bad because I'm quite young, so a lot of the songs that I know still new to you. What? That is totally an excuse.
Okay.
All right.
Most people don't agree. But the point is that when she said it to Robbie, Robbie normally, because he needs to know the answer before so he can cue it up. And every single time we've ever given it to him, he's always gone, oh, yeah, that's great. This is the only time he's ever gone, yeah, it's good.
And I didn't even think of it myself. That's the worst thing. I was texting friends to try and think of one.
This is a group think decision.
Jesus.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, let's hear this.
Oh, that's all right. Why did you do that?
It is funny.
Oh my god.
Dude, come on. That's awesome.
Get a mango from me. Yeah. What about you guys? Mangoes or cherries?
Yeah.
Plums is it.
That was I actually had thought to do that like weeks ago. So I think that's a really good one. I would have. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Two mangoes.
A Tom-esque answer.
Yeah.
That's pretty great that you're giving yourself that much praise.
I would think of that.
Yeah. I'm not giving this a mango or a plum. I'm giving it 10 tums out of tum.
Robbie, what's yours?
I'll give it a couple of plums.
Okay. So that's good, 5 points for me. Oh, sorry, 5 points for Robbie, 10 points for me, Tom points from Tom.
Which is really good.
10 points. Yeah. What do you give it?
3 plums?
That's 7.
That's 15 points, I think. Who knows? All right, Karen, what? You're up.
7.5 is 3 plums. Anyway, sorry, Karen.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, plums are 2.5.
Oh, okay. All right, Karen, all right. My mistake.
I have a simple setup, I think. My mum used to say that she'd listen to this so that she'd walk faster. All right, that's it.
All right.
Works for us.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan, come on.
That's a mango. Yeah. Two legitimate laughs.
Is that Coldplay?
Yeah, Viva La Vida by Coldplay there.
It's a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, really good use of the house rule that is you're able to set something up, right? So much better thinking of... Is your mum one of those Asian mums that has, like, the hair that's kind of, like... It looks like a clown, but, like, just black hair? You know what I mean? Like, is she at that age?
She doesn't have a perb. And she also speaks perfect, like, Australian English. So.
But is she going for that? Is that her plan for the future? Like, you know how you just invest for your superannuation? As soon as that happens, she's like, I'm getting an afro,
you
baby.
You don't plan the film. It just happens. But no, I don't think so.
That's what I said. My girlfriend, I scare her all the time by saying that to her, that you're going to have that clown wig of a hair when you grow up. And she's like, it's a choice. No, it's not.
Robbie, let's hear yours.
Okay, this is my pick.
This is a glorious week. Mangoes all round.
Yeah, I know.
I have to give out a box of mangoes, you know. I'm not even going to buy one each from the fruitologist. I'm getting the damn deal.
It's crazy how on point all of these have been. They've all been very good choices.
All right, what do you want to give me?
I'll give you four mangoes.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's not blowing legal, the points, but okay.
What's that? Is that 20 points?
That's 40 points. So he's currently sitting on a whopping 50 points with just two people giving them out. Never happened before. Unprecedented good choice.
All right, what do you reckon?
I've already said it. What do you guys
say? What do you reckon?
I'd say three plums.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to rain on your parade. I don't know it, so you get nothing.
You don't know it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm completely out of...
It's just because you don't know it doesn't mean you don't have to...
No, like, but that so means I didn't smile all up.
Yeah, true. Sorry, right. That's the rules.
I'm very surprised. That's a big song.
Well, Tom gave you, like, how many mangoes?
Four mangoes.
That is so true, Robbie.
I gave it for both of us.
Yeah.
You're being sort of like Gina Reinhardt at the moment, where you've got so much money and then you're just going, why do I have to pay my workers?
Oh, right.
Like, you've got a lot of mangoes.
Be happy with what you have.
True, I think I might be winning, actually. Anyway, thanks for that. So, this is now Jordan's pick. Do you want to set this up?
No. Kay. It speaks for itself.
Okay.
Good time. Is that too...
You can't not smile, right? That is the definition of this show. Dare we smile?
Yeah.
What fruit is that?
Wasn't a full-blown smile.
It's like a plum smirk.
Yeah.
Okay, two plums. Too good. What about you guys?
I'm going to give it a mango.
Mango. Really generous today.
Great. So beforehand, Tom was saying that 10 Dare We Smiles is probably too much, and I fragrantly disagreed with him at the time. However, completely 100% agree. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, I reckon
we haven't even done mine yet.
I don't know.
We've got no time for that, Tom. What's the next segment?
All right. Honestly, I wish we could. It's so shit. I mean, we don't want to open up with true rubbish, do we? But
do you want it?
You know what?
Let's not play. Here it is. Oh, well, I really wish that we did. That was terrible.
No, I got a laugh. There's a smile and a shake.
Wait, so you... Hang on. No.
Cancelled it out. Stop you everything. You cancelled it out. You ate the mango yourself.
Wait, you know that song?
Yeah.
Oh, for God. You know that one, but you don't know.
What?
Alright.
Yes.
Alright. We're not doing the second round.
We're not even going to score you.
Yes. There's no time.
No. Yeah.
Alright. Okay. Next one. Now we're just going to talk about the cigarette thing. So, what do you guys think of this?
have to get to this.
You do it, Jordan.
So, Robbie, in his infinite lack of wisdom, sometimes stumbles up to things that are quite profound. He doesn't recognize them for what they are. And you have to kind of stop him in his stilted walk, sometimes because he's about to step in dog crap, because he's very uncoordinated. And second off, just to tell him that what he just said was enlightening. This is... He's so offended.
Can't even look at him.
I'm talking about the levels. Anyway,
he's focusing on the levels, not the words, because at least he understands them. So basically, Robbie said, "Is there anything that makes you look like you're more correct than stating a fact and lighting up a cigarette after it?" You know, of just being like, yeah, man, the car wash is $22.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, you can't argue with it, right?
There's such confidence in that.
Like, stopping the lighting sequence. Like, so you're about to light and then you go, oh, no. You say it and then you
light. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, when Robbie describes it like that.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything that's a cooler way to say something? What about someone, like, loading a revolver with bullets and they kind of go to... load a bullet and they look up and say it and then they like flick it in.
I don't know about boss, it's just like straight militia. I mean, there's, you know, at least you're killing yourself when you smoke this sort of
but why is it seen
you're
as so cool?
Confident, you're kind of saying I'm ready to die now.
Yeah, it's because you're facing your mortality. Yeah, as you say the statement,
my life on this.
Yeah, I'm betting my life. You know, that's why it's stupid though. It's got no connection to smoking. You're just doing something really dumb and saying a statement. If anything, you should just not believe what they're saying.
Okay, Mr. Walking Government Ad. You could just admit.
Yeah, it's kind of.
There's
cooler.
Nothing cooler than smoking a cigarette.
I think the revolver's cooler.
Do you guys endorse it? What do you think? What do you reckon? Smoking. Anything cooler than smoking? Like, let's be real here. There's no. Like, who are we kidding? Let's say, like, yeah, obviously it's going to kill you, but it's still cool, right? It's still sick. It's like, what a way to go.
What? It can look pretty cool.
I love this.
Great.
It is pretty cool.
That. That's it.
Yeah, it is, I guess.
It Karen, views on smoking. How cool? Out of 10.
Yeah, is smoking cool?
You're like, you like the betting your life on it part, but I like the smoke part, like the visual effect of like you saying something and then...
Oh, yeah. So it's more noir in your head than cowboy.
Yeah, noir. That's a good word.
Robbie, what were you envisioning? You're the architect of this revelation.
Well, we were just with Ali, and I just saw him do it, and because we were, I think it was to do with a bag of chips in your car, and you say, do you want some chips? He's like, man, they've been in there for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then they'd definitely be stale by now.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty boss. It was like, it was case closed on that front. I'm like, Jordan, your chips are stale. There's no doubt about it anymore. So I reckon it is. There's such conviction in that movement.
True. Especially, yeah. I love to argue a point. If he did not do that, that would have turned into a, I'm going to show you right now. But then I thought, yeah, I better just throw them in the trash.
He's probably right. Yeah. He's lighting a cigarette. He's probably right.
But you still ate them.
Yeah. So I didn't throw them in the trash. That was a complete lie. I did actually end up eating the stale chips.
But you agree.
And they were stale. He was right.
Yeah, right, okay.
The cigarette never lies, unlike Jordan clearly does.
Yeah.
So, if you want to be listened to or sound correct, start smoking, I guess. That's what we're saying.
I suppose that is what we're saying, yeah.
Do it sparingly, though. We're not going to go full blow and look... This isn't the 50s. I mean, grow up.
Mm.
We've got to say something about it, right?
Yeah.
It's obviously dumb. Okay, let's move on. Robbie, you love Genghis Khan. Tell us about that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So I listened to a podcast about him and, you know, so I'll just tell you some things about him. He's a pretty interesting guy.
So essentially, you are listening to the Recap Podcast of another podcast.
Basically.
This is Rome Total War, but Robbie's doing Jordan's job and Robbie has a far less... like he has no knowledge.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the podcast in quite a while, but like
I was thinking... about to ask why Robbie was doing the history. I thought that was Jordan's
point. Yeah, well, that's kind of why we're doing it.
Are you saying I'm not capable of knowing history? Or...
No. I just I'm used to
prove it, mate. Let's see.
Yeah.
Show us the money.
You think you know the past, eh?
Okay. Well, Genghis wasn't his real name.
No reading.
Believe it.
Yeah. So that's one thing. He also had a rough childhood.
Set up the context. Where is he from? What's happening?
So he's from the great, I think it's called the plains. There's the steppe.
Mongolia?
The steppe. Mongol steppe. It's this great plains of...
God, flat. This is that ad for Telstra where the kid asks them, what's the Great Wall of China for? And dad says that it's for keeping out rabbits. This is...
No, well, it's sort
of... You're, like, as good of a historian as that guy. No, more that fictional, bad-at-telling-history character.
No, no, no. Let him speak. I'm listening.
There's more to it than that. So there are great plains, and it's a very harsh environment to grow up. The people that live on the steppe love horses. They're very at peace with their horses, and they're a great commodity. And so basically their whole lives revolve around horses. And... Mm. He had a horse, I think, at a very young age. I think all of them have horses. And then, so what they do is they're nomadic tribes, right? And so, and at one stage, I think he was quite a bloodthirsty baby, and he killed his brother. I don't know if you knew this, but he actually killed his brother. He plotted with his other brother, and they speared him.
Savage.
Because he was being an absolute dickhead, apparently, the other brother.
Robbie, were you anxious when you heard that?
Oh, it was a bloody scene. I mean, you think about that. That's an awful scene. Anyway, so that happened. And then that sort of... and then apparently his mum was just like, oh, Dios mío. You know, you're...
Is
like,
that Spanish?
She was like, you are truly going to be a great man. Truly, you are truly going to be bloodthirsty but great.
After killing his brother.
Yeah, like this is...
The mum was into that.
Mum wasn't into it, but like, boy, oh boy, what a great person. You're going to be great, sort of thing. Anyway, so he had a rough childhood. And then there's actually nobody knows what he looks like. He went around, I think he had a number of... What he's famous for is uniting the tribes, the various tribes on the steppe, and going against, I think it was the Chinese castles. I think there were some Chinese castles that he went up against. And what they...
Castles?
Yeah, sort of. I think it was big castles.
Right.
Okay, all right.
And
don't know if they had castles. I think they had palaces and temples and things. But
right.
Okay,
same anyway, thing. Same thing, yeah. So
yeah, in Robbie's version of history, it's the same thing.
Tell us about the wall. What happened with the wall?
The Great Wall.
Yeah.
I think he...
Thanks for clarifying that. Oh, you do know what you're talking about. The Great Wall, yeah, that one.
Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding? let's cut the crap, shall we? I think he brought it down or something. He smashed a bit down and then went in and sort of pillaged and raped a bunch, I think. Was that true? I'm not sure about that bit.
What about that thing, how everyone's related to Genghis Khan in some way?
Yeah, yeah.
I think raped and pillaged so much.
That's true. He had an awful tendency to rape and plunder places. And apparently, just like publicly as well, there'd be a lot of just awful scenes. Absolutely just horrific, awful scenes of rape and plunder. I don't really want to go into the details, but you sort of get the picture, right?
Don't want to. Yeah.
I mean, truly an awful, despicable man, but a great man.
History freestyling
in the sense that he
this is truly like you gave us a better rendition in a crowded Vietnamese restaurant than you did just then, Robbie. There's facts in this that I remember that you have obviously brushed over just to say he was an awful man but great.
yeah you've said one thing. All you said was he may have owned a horse and that he blew up the wall.
He
and
definitely
attacked castles.
He's definitely owned a few horses, I know that.
And no one knows what he looks like is quite a good revelation.
He was responsible for the deaths of as many as 40 million people.
You're reading all of this.
No, I'm not.
He
was tolerant of different religions as well.
Oh my God, look, these you are had all a things, cheat sheet in front of you as well.
Look, these are, I mean,
we're not listening to the podcast. We can see your eyes. They're looking at something.
Let's probably move on. I mean, that's probably enough information about him.
I think that's best.
I think that's best if we move on. Okay. Anyway, so next we're talking about hats.
All right.
Hats. Nice hat chat fashion music here from the hairdresser's worst enemy, hats, but we're playing their music, so we're trying to combine these two worlds together and say, hey, we can all live in harmony.
So I'm not exactly sure what we're talking about here, but we're all wearing hats right now. Well, two of us out of five, so a minority here wearing hats.
But what I realised earlier when I was looking...
Zoe has a rather riveting story about some hats that she found. Zoe, would you like to tell the audience about that?
My mum works at a local RSL club, and she just found three identical One Direction hats just stacked on top of each other.
You're listening to the proud owner of all three of those hats now.
And that's They're like mounted on my walls. really? Home, like a deer head. Yeah.
What the? Don't what? You have any other treasures that you could keep in your room?
Honestly, no.
Really? So there's no yeah. Cleo posters or anything like no. that. There's just three identical hats.
You were saying yeah. before we started as well, you're kind of a bit disinterested about One Direction. Like, you're not a fan. You're not a fan.
At the very most, sometimes you'll turn them up in the raid in the car if you like their song. I don't think that's a fan.
But they're mounted
but you
on your wall.
Ardently have them yeah, nailed to your wall.
Well, yeah. That's the level of fan I am.
Mm.
Gee, okay. Well, that's great. Now,
what do you think of hats,
Karen? What's your opinion on hats, Karen?
What?
You got any hat stories? You ever gone to the races and worn one of those ridiculous little tiny hats?
Do you think I've gone to the races?
Yeah, no, that's pretty... God, that's some pretty low ball shit. Look, you so guys have been there, though, right?
Where? To the races?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I've been to the races.
And did you wear a suit, or were you just there to take some manure home for the garden?
I think I have worn a suit to the races.
So you're in one of those photos with one of those guys that has huge teeth and a very uncomfortable smile next to a girlfriend that you can't tell if she's smiling or grimacing.
Yeah, I think I have. Races are a pretty ugly occasion. Really bad, aren't they?
Ugly
Why
occasion?
Haven't we done a
What do you mean by ugly?
Like, it's quite strange how dressed up everyone... Everyone knows it, but it's pretty strange how dressed up everyone gets to have such a...
Raucous.
Strange tradition. Like, it's such a strange, like, ceremony, kind of. Going to see horses race around a track and everyone just drinks as much as they can. And like, yeah, if you go to a TAB...
How is that the sport of kings?
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's bogans in suits.
Like, TABs don't have suit requirements. You're just going to a TAB, basically, but you wear a suit there. Yeah, like any other time you
the
don't.
The horses like it, right?
No, apparently not.
I'm pretty sure they don't, Robbie.
Oh.
What?
We met someone.
Where did you hear that they like getting whipped?
I just sort of see them smiling.
Yeah, we met a guy that trains horses at a party once, and he was saying how he's like, "Oh, you should see their face when they finish the race. They love it. They're smiling. They're having the best time. Everyone's clapping." And we're just they're like exhausted to the point of collapsing. Just, they're glad they've just made it through this race. If they misstepped, they'd be killed.
They have white sweat. Think about that. Gooey, glue-like sweat. Surely that's not fun.
They're not meant to sweat. An old whipping thing. They get whipped for no reason.
So, back to hats.
Yeah, I know. Look, the reason this came up was I was looking at Tom earlier and he's wearing my Police Oregon hat. And I just thought... He looks more like ready for things when he's wearing. You know, he's definitely on the ball when I see him wearing that, as opposed to when he doesn't have it on.
Mm.
And so I was thinking, oh, is that a thing? So we asked. We're like, oh, all right, let's talk about it on the pod. So that's where we're at now.
Yep.
And on the ball, he looks like he's the most on the ball security guard at the races that we were previously mentioning. That he's so ready to glass someone.
Is that what security guards
do? Because it says Oregon Police.
And I was thinking we'd get scientific about it and work out, does that work with other people? So I put on a hat and said, oh, does it look like I'm ready for things now, guys? And Jordan said...
Not so much, I don't think. What do you think, Jordan?
Yeah, thanks for getting in the way of the mic. Give it more of a judgment. Is he more ready for things? Well, his eyes are divvying around in very strange angles.
What do you reckon?
So I'm going to have to give it a very sympathetic... Yeah, mate, you look ready.
Sure, mate.
Sure. Okay. What do you guys reckon? Does Robbie look more ready for action?
Does it work out, like, with both of us?
We're not ready. It depends on the logo.
Huh. Yeah, Robbie's hat says I heart Japan.
Mm.
I don't know if that means anything.
I think you look ready, but for different things. Like, you look ready like
ready
you're about
for
to
tourism.
Go on, yeah, or like a hike. You know, like an activity. Mm-hmm. Whereas you look ready to go glass someone.
Yeah, I've got a menacing look.
This has been my menacing look.
It's always bald guys. Angry bald guys always have caps on, so they're rough customers that are really. sun cancer is a serious thing.
That was Hatch.
That'll be coming back next week.
Yeah,
for sure.
Who wants that again?
All right, let's move
comment on in the comments box if you want Hat Chat coming back. Put down some shoes. If you don't want it coming back, put up some hats.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I like that.
On just any people confusing. In particular, or.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so shoes, put them on somebody who's got webbed toes. They have to be hiding webbed toes. You have to prove the fact that they're hiding webbed toes as well, all right?
It's like a split screen where half the screen shows the original, which is the webbed toes, and the other half has them wearing shoes.
And if you want it back, you have to get Siamese twins and then Photoshop hats that either say Oregon Police or I Love Japan on both of the Siamese twins. One of each as well. Don't double up. Put some effort into this.
All right, now we're talking ants. Ants. Every week I'm always trying to get this segment going and it never seems to get off the ground, but this week it has. And Zoe's here and she's got ant facts, I've got ant facts. We're going to learn about ants. So
Zoe, tell us what you know.
I feel like I just know what Tom knows when, like, from talking to him.
It's not what we want to hear.
I need new facts.
Okay, there's this one.
That's speculation at best. Where are the facts?
Well, there's this one that I found really interesting because I think it's quite impressive.
Yep.
Whereas every single person that I've talked to thinks it's underwhelming. Like, I talked to Robbie about it, and ants kill 30 people worldwide a year. I think that's a high number. But that a lot sounds, of people disagree.
No, I agree with Robbie, actually. I think that's a pretty low stat.
But when you compare it to sharks...
How many do they kill?
I think there's like 5 at most.
Wow, so ants are more deadly.
Yeah, way more deadly.
Wow. There's more ant bites, surely. I guess once the shark gets on you, you're...
Yeah.
It's quite deadly.
So ants in the pants, the game, yeah, is actually just a cruel joke.
There are 280 species of ants that can kill you. Known.
By one bite.
They
have to hoard you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how you go out? Them ripping out pieces of flesh until you're just dead?
I think it's repeated poisoning.
Yeah, poison. True. All right, how about this ant fact? Did you know that if you got all the ants together in the world and all the humans together in the world and you weighed them, the ants would weigh more than the people?
Yeah, all right. That's fairly interesting, and I'm really glad that you brought that to the table, Tom.
Thanks.
See, people, this is what we call a productive discussion.
All right, how about this? Ants have the strongest creature-to-size ratio, which is pretty interesting.
Everyone knows that.
All right. How about, did you know this? Some species of ants have two stomachs, one stomach to store food for themselves and then another stomach to store food for the rest of the... for others.
You go. That's pretty great, isn't it? This is really just turned into us rating facts. How much we enjoy them.
Ants take slaves as well.
That's my favourite one.
Look, who's reading now? Who's reading? Come on.
Not me. I'm not.
What are we doing here? What's going on here?
All right, Karen, how good was that segment?
No, I want to ask.
I
don't know if I'm prepared for questions, but I'll take on the question. All right.
Tom, the worldwide ant expert.
How does the food get from the second stomach to the other ants?
Probably regurgitation, like a little bird. Mm. The number one enemy of the ant.
And there you have it, a man who is obsessed
birds,
with ant
facts. Love ants.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that their number one enemy?
Well, no, termites, I guess.
It's got to be the most epic fact is that since the dawn of man, or ant, as it were, termites and ants hate each other.
Yeah, they wage war. The only, humans and ants take slaves and wage war. Pretty interesting.
On termites.
Also, really good engineers, and they count their steps, which I've already told all of you before. All right.
And once I said to Tom that I was going to get him... an ant farm that the astronauts use, which is gel instead of dirt, and they burrow into that and eat the gel, and it's blue, a spacey blue. However, I didn't get that for Tom for Christmas, so sorry about that.
Yeah, I'd love that, though. That would be really cool. All right.
Maybe next year, probably not.
So last week, we had a very, confronting segment where we did an online test to see if Robbie and Jordan had autism, which they did the test and were saying, yeah, it sounds like you do. Later that day, we went home and we did the test in full. Luckily, Jordan got away with it. He doesn't have autism.
Thank you very much for all the supportive comments as well, because lots of people writing in to say, Jordan, it's all right. We always knew that you had Asperger's. I mean, like, it's really obvious.
He's crying.
It's like more offensive because I don't have Asperger's.
We don't know that yet.
No, we do. The quiz cleared me.
Well, we'll
see.
Doctor online said I'm fine. That now, no one said anything about Robbie.
Well, the test actually said Robbie did have autistic
tendencies. No, it said that I was like, I was on the lowest spectrum of possibly. And I think that was, but I think we're going to speak to a psychologist and get a definitive result on this.
This week, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about that, Robbie?
I feel completely confident.
That you're going to pass or that you're going to be Asperger's?
That I'm not going to be Aspie.
Now, that's the next question that comes up.
No, also.
Are we allowed to say this?
Yeah.
Is the word Aspie offensive? Jordan is very strong in the position that it's completely fine, and I'm on the side that I think it does sound like an offensive way to say Asperger's.
It does sound like a slur.
Don't you think it sounds endearing?
What do you guys reckon? Is it offensive
or
not?
It's not offensive.
Why not?
Just because it sounds endearing.
But like Aspie is kind of just like calling someone Johnny when their name is John, isn't it?
That's not their name.
Yeah, no, it's not the name. Like, okay, so it might not be respectful, but it's more family-like, isn't it, to say, you know. In fact, it does, the girl that wrote in that said that her brother has Asperger's didn't say Asperger's. She said, my brother's a little Aspie.
So, yeah, it does seem it's an endearing term, but I just can't. Yeah, it feels off.
Yeah, it gives me that real mum response of going, Jordan Daniel Shanks, every time I say Aspie.
What do you reckon, Robbie?
Robbie's freaking out because he's got to go to that psychologist. But, what do you reckon about Aspie?
We're both going to go.
Am I going as well?
Yeah, you're going.
News to me, baby.
You have not been cleared from this.
What? Oh, come on. I got 14 out of 100.
No, it wasn't out of 100.
Okay.
That's 15.
Very quickly exposed live the podcast.
Anyway, no, we're both going to go. There's, but I reckon it some people would say it's offensive, yeah. Probably, I reckon.
Well, some people is, yeah. Sorry. I mean, Zoe just said that it was offensive, so we've already established that. But what's your personal opinion of Aspie?
Sure.
I do hate that.
It is offensive.
Though.
Sure offensive or sure
it's not offensive to me, but like it's probably offensive to some people.
I hate how you just can't say something because you can't choose if it offends someone or not.
No, I know.
Offensive is just on the receiving end.
Yeah.
So you can do anything. But I guess I can't see why this one in particular could be seen as offensive.
Yeah.
It's just for some reason shortening a term. Like, for instance, the word mongoloid, you can understand why that is offensive.
It's a good word. I mean, I hate that we have to just not say that. I'm not in relation. I mean, obviously, we're getting some really bad territory here, but describing people with that word is awful. But I think as a word itself,
yeah, mongoloid sounds great.
I love
all
that word.
All
yeah.
the oids.
Yeah.
It makes us sound like we're out of this world.
Yeah.
Instead of human being, right? Human being sounds way too earthly.
Mm. And the abbreviation Mong, it's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. We're trying to avoid that
is
one.
Is that worse?
Were we? I might have to beep that out. Yeah. Oh, well.
What do you reckon about Aspie, Karen?
I sort of agree with you, Jordan.
Yes!
That it's fine.
Say it!
I thought you were sitting there all quietly, like, not wanting to get involved because you were worried it'd be offensive.
I agree with Jordan, but I do.
Yes! There you go.
What the hell?
It just makes... All right.
Okay.
Like, I'm not that opinionated on this.
My other level of measure is like, what was that movie about Max and... You know the movie about...
Rain Man.
Yeah, Rain Man, I think you're thinking of.
Like this, like,
Dustin Hoffman, Tom
animated
Cruise.
Cartoon thing made out of... Like,
SpongeBob.
Clay model.
Claymation.
Yeah, like Claymation.
Are you just naming animated series?
You think of the Labyrinth?
Yeah.
No, it was...
Max
it had
and
the
SpongeBob?
Trapdoor. Trapdoor.
I don't know. I can't remember what
Play
it was.
Play
school.
My level of measure would
job.
Be I wouldn't call the person in that movie Aspie, though. But
so this movie
it.
That we don't know what you're talking about, you wouldn't call the person in that movie Aspie?
I wouldn't, but I still agree with
you. If you met somebody and would it be rude to say, are you autistic? Would that be rude?
Yes, that's rude.
Why is that rude?
Because it's like asking somebody they're pregnant and they're not.
So, yeah. If you said, are you aspergic, that'd be rude. If you said, are you aspie, is that ruder?
I think every time you hear the word aspie, like a little crinkle of a smile goes on both sides of your mouth. And even if you do have Asperger's, you'd be like, you son of a bitch. Like, first response would be like, it's a cute name. It's like, I could imagine calling my teddy bear as a kid, instead of what it was called, Scar or something, it would have just been like, SB, SB, I love SB.
But there are probably people that have Asperger's that might want to be taken seriously.
Yeah, just because it's cute doesn't make it okay.
And wouldn't like you being like,
All right.
Okay, please can we stop this conversation? And just so everybody forgets that, Robbie, play some really desperate sound effect so we can just, like, lighten the mood a bit.
A whip. I hit the horse. Yep.
No. I was hoping for the whistle, but there we go. Yeah. All right.
Tyrannosaurus chess. We're playing a game of chess week by week, where me versus the crowd.
The people. The people versus Tom.
Yeah. Going into this, it did seem like it would be an easy job, but it's turned out to be very difficult, and I'm a couple of moves away from losing.
Gary, are you good at chess?
God, no. Why? Just because I'm Asian?
Yeah.
So, are you good?
No. I have no idea about any of the moves that you guys have been making.
So. Oh, really? Do you know how to play?
I haven't played since, like, primary school, but I was a semi-final to the chess tournament at my school.
All right, so you guys...
to give them a handicap, why don't we give it to Zoe?
Yeah, so you guys are going to make the move. So I'm going to make... No, that's too mean. They'll be pissed off, I reckon. It's just...
Especially the Ukrainian genius that takes this extremely seriously. And when you did get that kind of version, you could hear him from the Northern Hemisphere, this faint echo going, you win this round.
All right, well, my move is... I wrote it down somewhere. C3 to E4. So I'm making a play, taking your knight, I think. Yeah, doing something. Anyway, yeah. C3 to E4. So make the move, please, Samuel Troy. All right,
terrifying stuff.
Next one's the fortune teller thing.
So pretty much exactly the same thing.
I'm going to try segueing. We just go, next is the other thing we were going to talk about. So play that. Okay, here we go. I'm sick of this. I reckon we might call it a day after this one.
Low energy, Robbie. I need to meditate again.
Yeah, we should have.
You really should.
Yeah, we should have done that. Anyway, look, this is the fortune teller bit.
Yep. Oh, so, wait, am I doing something?
Oh, no, I just thought you were going to... I'll talk about it if you want. So basically, Tom wants to see a fortune teller, and the reason is...
I don't want to see it. This is... Jordan wants me to see one.
Yeah. Tom, I know that you're a very stringent atheist. Sam Harris is... You've replaced God with a man, which is so sacrilegious. And you don't care, do you?
Well, I wouldn't care, would I? Why would I care about
logically,
that?
Logically, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I'm pretty sure that, like, you've got some Capricorn traits, and you're not accepting those.
Yeah.
So I want you to do something that has nothing at all to do with star signs. I want you to get your palm read.
Mm.
And the reason why is because, guys, have you ever got your palm read before? I have, and let me tell you, if I could just replace a word and you guys can guess what the word is, and I'll just say a little sound.
What?
yeah. All right.
No, I haven't.
It was spooky stuff. Now.
Spooky. Have you had your palm read before?
A lot of my friends, like, their parents do it.
Yeah.
And they're very avid believers in it. So, she would get her palm read to see if she was going to go well in the HSE.
Or if
she was going to meet her boyfriend.
And what are the results? Like,
I have a guess she didn't go well, right? Because
he said over 90.
And there we have two palms interacting.
Oh, wow.
Aren't there to get red, they're supposed to go head to head.
Headphones broke. Yeah, arm wrestle. All right, well, I'll do that this week and we'll see what my future says. Hey, you've got it done, haven't you? No, you haven't.
No. I've got a friend that did it, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Chomp, can I just...
What the hell is that?
What?
No, talk about it.
No.
You guys realise you're on air, right?
No.
we're not planning this anymore.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be, like, discussing things on this podcast. You don't just go, no, we'll just skip that. Okay, then, yeah, now we're doing this. That's what we do at our, that's what we do when we're not on air.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think
not today.
Yeah. Changing things up.
Yeah.
Going to
a
shitty.
Fresh look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stripping things back. Back to basics.
Yeah. Yeah. The rawest.
The skeletal
pod.
Edition. So you're so you're not gonna talk about it.
No, just because that's a boring story. It's not like I don't wanna bring this down further.
She believes in it though as well.
Yeah, she does. It was just awful anecdotes she received that really had little to do with her life or her future. It just was awful.
Maybe just a bad palm reader.
Basically, probably. And I think that might be the same one you're going to go to.
Yeah, there's a lot of charlatans out there, but just like Tom is a real life wizard.
Yeah.
Like, that's proof enough that there are magic human beings.
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that as soon as he gets his palm read, that little gypsy woman is going to go, oh my god, get out across and yeah. Just point it at you.
Yeah, you have
well,
no future.
Well, you just go, so you know my secret, do you? And choke it with your mind. I've got my palm read before and I'm telling you guys, it's 100% correct.
Honestly?
Yes.
Wow,
I can't believe it. It is not.
Can't you?
No.
This is right up my alley. Like I'm
I can it. Believe that you yeah, have that. I can't believe you can say it with a straight face. You're not saying it with a straight face, I guess. You're laughing, but...
Yeah, it's just like I'm laughing because I'm so delirious at the reality, the stark reality.
That you know your future.
Yeah. Everything I'm just so happy. Falling into line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll let you all know. I might record it if I can. Or who knows? I'll just give you a feedback.
Yeah, and we'll figure it out once and for all. Does palm reading work?
Yeah.
Tom's going to uncover that 2,500-year question by himself. Stay tuned for that. I promise that next week's podcast will be better than this year.
Not that bad.
It's all right. Pretty bad. Okay.
Next one. Woody Allen versus Jackass. Yeah, that was really good timing.
Excellent. So, we're going to have a debate. Excellent entry point.
All right.
That pepped it up. Now, everybody in this room is vaguely aware of who Woody Allen is and what Jackass is, apart from Karen. Nonetheless, Karen is going to be just as respected in this debate as anybody else's opinion. In fact, more so. We're giving her a handicap, just like in golf. Yep. So whatever Karen says goes.
Yeah, she gets 10 times the respect.
Clout.
Yeah, the clout. All right, so...
We always have this argument off air. We've never said it on air. But we're constantly trying to rate what is better comedy. What is represented by Woody Allen's, you know, thinking man humour, whatever that is, with just a midget headbutting a guy in the nuts.
On Jackass.
It's just a better thought, isn't it?
Oh, you can see where Jordan stands on this. But
yeah, I think so.
So what do you guys reckon? Honestly, if you had... So the measurement is like, alright, what do you reckon's humour? Like, what's funny to you? What's comedy? Say, what's the funniest thing you can think of? Who do you like Will Ferrell?
I hate Will Ferrell so much.
Oh, thank God. Great.
You hate Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah, fuck Will Ferrell.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right, I said it.
But so you hate Will Ferrell, who is essentially your definition of what comedy is. Like, he is just the dumbest humour you can imagine.
Yeah, but that's the difference. He's dumb humour. He's not humour at its rawest. Which is a midget headbutting a guy in the nuts.
It's just because you laugh doesn't make it better humour. It just makes it maybe...
It does! What do you mean, Tom?
Thank you!
No, it doesn't. Here's my example.
How is that a comeback?
Because my
I
example.
Laughed less at this, therefore it's more comedic. Tom's thought. Tom's thought.
I'm not going to sit here and... Yeah, wrap it up. No. All right, my example is, if you go and see a horror movie, right, you might jump a lot during the movie at, like, little scare moments where the bad guys around the corner or whatever. But it doesn't make it more horrifying. It just is a instant response of jumping. While a really, like, disturbingly horrific film shouldn't have to have any jump moments at all. It can be really scary, but you're not jumping and making a physical response. In the same way, you don't necessarily have to laugh immediately at something with your gut. If it's, like, a long-lasting thing, maybe, like, a week down the track, it will kind of, like, connect and you'll understand why it's funny. I'm saying the measurement of whether or not you laugh shouldn't be like the only thing you look at when measuring humor. Like, there are a lot of things that are very funny that aren't gonna provoke the same response as a midget headbutting a guy in the ball.
You're laughing at it now.
Yeah, I'm laughing at it, but it's not. But just because it's pure doesn't make it better humor.
Because you want mental scars from everything.
Yeah, mental comedy scars. If you're just going to forget it, like, there's longevity in other humor. Maybe if you laugh at something a little bit forever compared to just one big laugh and then forget, you know.
So you love inside jokes and, like...
Yeah, all right. The example is that I think Woody Allen is better than Jackass, which I think should not be a thing, which is how am I the minority in this? It's just no one even thinks. Who thinks of Johnny Knoxville as the pinnacle of comedy genius?
You're looking at him.
One person. It's just, I know it shouldn't be a thing of majority, but it really does. Robbie, you said something.
I've got more alternative tastes than you, Tom. How does that make you feel?
Alternative.
You're always trying to be Jackass, the silly one in the corner that goes...
Jackass would be one of the highest grossing comedy films ever made, ever.
Oh, higher than Woody Allen?
Yes.
Probably. Yeah, definitely. Yep.
So fair you point. Have a very mainstream taste in humour, for
yeah,
sure.
Man. And again, because it is humour, your point that it's like horror... No, it's not. It's comedy.
No.
Completely different genres. But on top of that, the fact that you're saying that somebody getting spooked isn't horror, but that's what I'm saying is the raw definition of what horror is, right? The rest of it is kind of just an atmospheric feel.
No.
But that's the horrific moment.
No, something really disturbing can, like, terrify you without you having to jump at
word.
It.
That's a different...
No, it can be horrific. Something can be... If you see, like, a bloodbath in a film, or if you saw a bloodbath, you're not necessarily going to... If it's revealed to you slowly, you're not going to jump at it at all because it's a slow reveal, but you can still be horrified at what you're looking at.
Let's look at The Shining, for example. You know, that's not necessarily a jump scare film.
Yeah,
but
it's obviously
I jumped at it a few times.
But you can't say the moments you jump at are the moments that are the most, like, horrific moments.
They are definitely the most pertinent in my mind. You guys seen The Shining?
No.
Okay, moving back to us. Now, the point where you see the dead woman in the bath, jump moment. That is what sticks in my mind. Mm. I don't want to meet her. I wouldn't mind meeting the two twins that creep me out. If it was a choice between meeting the two twins and that dead, rotting woman, I'm going the twins.
But I don't think you're even jumping at that.
Probably would as well. What do you guys reckon? Would you rather meet the twins?
Put in a picture of... God, put myself on the spot here.
Yeah.
Just a bottle cap for the woman. for twins, get a dancing hobo.
Yeah, are we continuing this or we're just going to...
I mean, I definitely... Yeah, I agree with you, Tom. So continue.
All right, well, I'd say as well, yeah, they are connected, horror and comedy, in the same way that they're all just responsive mediums. Like, they're just genres that create a physical response in the same way melodrama makes you cry and... Yeah, comedy makes you laugh. It's like, what can create a response from you? And that's only looking at your measurement of what makes you laugh.
Yeah, but that's what's... You're talking about what's better art. You're not talking about what's better comedy and what's better horror. Those are both emotional responses.
Well, if you're in the art
thing that
of
makes
making
you laugh
comedy,
more.
Yeah, but the art is comedy, so you're trying to achieve the best comedy, which is... So, you're saying there's lots of different reasons for why... humor exists, and like it's not just this caveman laugh response. Humor exists for a lot of reasons, like to do a lot of different things. You're just using one
to bring forward a message, but that's Woody Allen's movie, a comedy, right?
Yeah, you're looking at one
the
facet
guy
of comedy
saying,
and saying
like,
that's
okay,
all it
so
is.
Steve-O's gonna get naked and like run and try and do a shit at the same time as running. That's comedy. You know, it's purer. There's no A in front of it. There's no word.
It's not.
It's a great idea.
It's a bloody great idea.
What? Someone running and shitting at the same time.
It's genius.
But there are better ideas than that.
It's not for, like, making you laugh. There is not a better idea than doing something that's beyond lowbrow. It's just carnal. It's just a human.
I mean, Tom, do you like those, like, elaborate pranks?
Not particularly.
You do. We've spent hours looking at puny little white guys going into the hood and walking up to the scariest black guy they can and getting their ass beaten.
All right. I like it. I like it. I just feel as though that there are a lot of... If you're going to measure comedy, I think you have to give, like... You can't just dismiss, like, all these just... Anything you know about comedy comes from these greats. Johnny Knoxville has never provided any kind of enlightenment about comedy. Johnny Knoxville
has.
How is he providing? He is nothing new.
The purest form. He is the purest. Like, so what you're talking about is kind of like morphine. When Johnny Knoxville is opium, he's the source. That is the source. Woody Allen is just an extension, and he might be better for medical purposes or whatever like that, and you can say that it might have, like, an effect on society that's better. But all you can't say it's funnier. You cannot say it's funnier, especially with both responses of the guy running and doing a shit and the midget. Both of them.
I think smiles. I laugh more at Curb Your Enthusiasm, at, like, observational...
You just said that to annoy me. You do not agree.
I do laugh more at that.
I have seen you, you bastard. I have sat there with you while we watched 4 episodes. We didn't laugh once. You laughed at both of my examples.
No way.
You are a horrible man.
No way. I laugh at that all the time.
I think it's...
I've been there.
No, but it's the experience of, like, watching something with somebody...
Who obviously doesn't like it.
Yeah, when you know they don't like it. I don't know, though. But do you reckon that makes it more... Maybe that
no,
you should laugh.
No, because I've been in the room and watched Jackass with my dad that's going, this is stupid. Why is he painting his ass green and doing a shit? Why is he putting a toy car up his ass? Those things. And I've sat there the whole time. It's just been like Bart Simpson looking up at Ned Flanders while he's horrified at Itchy and Scratchy, and he's doing these nervous little movements with his hands, shaking them up and down.
But don't you reckon you should then like Family Guy more than you like The Simpsons? Because The Simpsons is obviously more complex and more, like, contextualized. Family Guy is just very slapsticky. You hate Family Guy and you way prefer The Simpsons.
Because Family Guy's trying to be smart, in a way. It's being smarter than, like, a bunch of skateboarders going, just dressing up as a banana.
I reckon just because there's no thought behind them.
Pedestrians.
I reckon that just the fact there's no intent behind them or any idea of what they're doing, they're just being idiots, kind of takes the humor away from it a bit. Like, if you had someone really, like Andy Kaufman or something, doing Jackass-related things, I think it would be heightened in humor because you'd have a deeper layer to it. I know that you just think it's just this, like, raw, like, kick kind of gut laughter.
But guys, Vox Pop View, what do you reckon?
I agree with Tom. Definitely agree with Tom.
Oh, thank you.
God's sake.
Aaron.
Actually, what Tom said just then mildly was about to swing me, but then I just really want to see a midget. Someone
else. Everyone likes your midget. All right. We're going to let you decide by Tom reciting a Woody Allen joke, and then I'm going to throw a thong at Robbie's nuts.
All right, but just keep in mind how easy it will be for Jordan to throw a thong at someone's nuts and how hard it is to pull off a Woody Allen joke with no context. Maybe that gives you an idea at the quality of the humour.
Just say your joke.
Oh, am I going first?
Yeah, of course you are. All right, we all know what the grand finale to this podcast is. It's Robbie getting hurt.
All right, the first quote I could find of Woody Allen on Google. Are you going to play some music to this or just me say?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yep, one sec.
Thank you very much, Robbie, for your tireless professionalism. This is great.
All right, so this is Woody Allen in an interview, and someone must have asked him something about living forever through his work, and he goes, I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve it through not dying.
good is that? A slap bass is funnier than the quote-unquote greatest comic of all time.
All right, let's see yours then, Einstein.
You got the music, Robbie? Get ready. Stand up. Yeah. Up you get. You got both. You got champagne showers for when it ends, because this is going to be a doozy, I can tell you that.
Like, you know, be sort of gentle.
No, don't be gentle. Well, would they be gentle in Jackass? No.
Can we do my ass?
No, we're doing your nuts. Now get it.
Get them out. Get them out.
You knew what you were in for. You agreed to this.
Get them out, please.
What? Okay.
No. Play the Jackass music.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Yeah, got it here.
Having to set up your own.
Here we go. Are you going to go around? Right. Or just, so currently
it's like a target. There's a bullseye
eye
on him. Remove your hands.
As if I'm
hands up, hands up. Hands in the air, hands in the air, Robbie.
Yeah, you can't. Look at him shiver. Put your hands up.
No.
Put your hands up on your head.
Do it.
Put them on your head, otherwise you're just going to get it. He's literally shaking. Garrett. Look at it. Look at it.
Just stand there.
It's too
hard.
Stand.
It'll be over really quick.
Close your eyes. Close your damn eyes, Robbie. Close. Otherwise, he's flinching. I can't. I have to do this. Otherwise, it won't work.
Come on.
For the pod, Robbie.
Put your hands up.
Close your eyes for the pod. You coward.
What are you doing? Stop quivering. Put your hands up.
Take this fog in the nuts like a man.
Just throw it.
He cannot move.
Throw the bloody thing. This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Take the song.
Play the music back on. Put the music back on.
This is awful.
Just go, please, go.
You're extending your own pain. It would have been over by now. You would have had full nut recovery as well. Close your eyes.
Are you both doing this?
Absolutely we are now.
What?
You put this on yourself.
You cannot wind back. I'm not having this. You wind back. This is not okay.
All right. There's going to be
part of the Jackass team. I'm, you know, you're treating me as if I actually am Johnny Knoxville. I'm not.
All right, I won't wind back. It'll just be one quick little chuck at the balls.
Yeah, please.
And then please close your eyes so I can get a fair shot at your balls, because you are making it impossible.
You're
doing
now.
A leg before wicket of the cock, you know?
You're laughing, Robbie.
This is a third attempt. I got it! Yes! Put on the champagne showers music. We got there.
All right.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I think I proved my point. Even the very thought of him getting hit in the nuts, that was 3 minutes of pure nothing but nonsense.
It's just
yuck.
Malicious. Mine's simple, harmful fun.
Music, please, Robbie.
Yours, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Good night. Thank you very much, Zoe and Karen, for coming in and sharing the same microphone, because we double booked. See you next week.
Bye.